I reveal my world by who I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I reveal my world by who I am. When I look around me and I see happiness, peace, harmony, love, joy, abundance, every good thing, then that's inside of me. When I look around me and I see limitation, hatred, war, anxiety, illness, lack, that's inside of me. And it's just as simple as that. I reveal my world by who I am. Now, who am I? Who am I within myself? What is this person who is inside of me? What sort of person is this? Is this a person who is happy with life? Is this a person who is satisfied with everything that I do? Then my outer world reflects that. Every single thing that goes on in my outer world is first from within myself. Now, if I see something in my outer world that doesn't please me, I just put a new cause in motion. I say all is in divine order, and then I mean it, and I let go and let it happen. I don't hold on to the old ideas that whatever was there is there. Now, let's just take one illustration. We take abundance, you know, I am independently wealthy. Well, every person seems to want to say, oh yes, I'd like to have more money. I'd like to have more abundance. I'd like to have more of everything. Well, you can't have it. Pure and simple. You cannot have it because that is not who you are. If you are abundance, if you are independently wealthy, you are giving thanks every single moment of your life for the joys and the wonderful abundant things that take place in your life. You're giving thanks for the beautiful clothes that you have. You're giving thanks for the beautiful body that you have. You're giving thanks for the beautiful people that are in your world. You're giving thanks for the beautiful house that you live in, no matter how squalid that house may be or how glorious that house may be. You give thanks for every single thing, and then you begin to recognize you are abundant, and then more abundance comes to you. To him who has, more is given, and to him who hath not, the little bit that he has is taken away. Now, that seems like a very unfair thing, but it's the working of the principle. If you have it, more comes to you. The rich get richer, you heard that, you know, and the poor get poorer. It all depends on what is your consciousness. Now, if it's only up to our consciousness, then it should be a very easy thing to do. So we want to start taking that easy thing to do and put the cause in motion as to who we are. Who are we, really? Who am I? Am I an abundant person? Am I a happy person, a healthy person? If I am, then my life outpictures that. If I'm not happy, not healthy, not abundant, then my life outpictures that. Whatever I believe about myself, that's what my world shines out for me. And if there's ever any changes or any improvements that I want to make in my world conditions, I just put a cause in motion and I stand by it 100%, not letting anything get in the way of saying it isn't so. Now, we have a boogeyman, a big old boogeyman who is very angry and very bad. And that boogeyman runs our life and controls our thoughts and controls everything. And you know what that boogeyman's name is? Appearances. We look at appearances and we think that's our reality.
Black man.
And we can just change those appearances by changing our thought about it. We can start seeing beautiful things in sad things. We can start seeing happy things in things that are not so happy. We can start finding joy in all the areas of life and then begin to multiply it and experience it wholly and perfectly. Now, I personally don't choose to have the boogeyman in my life. I don't choose to have appearances in my life. I will not be part of appearances. I am only a part of the truth. And what is the truth about me? My original purity and integrity, what is that? It works every time. And if I want to feel sorry for myself that it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. I put the cause in motion. If I want to feel that it's not performing for me quite like I'd like it to, then that is what the case is. So, I'm the creator of my world, and I create everything in my world exactly the way I want it. I reveal my world by who I am. Now, who am I? Who are you? That's for each of us to answer. And we don't have to look very far. We just look at the world in which we live, and if that world in which we live is glorious, wonderful, fulfilling, great. If that world is sad, great. Whatever we see, that's who we are. And we better change those appearances if it's not what we want. And if it's what we want, we better even look for more appearances of the what we want to embellish it and empower it. That's why we never want to empower a negative situation in our life, but we always want to empower the positive. I reveal my world by who I am. Think on this. It's a wonderful thing, and it does great things for us, and it changes our whole world as we look at it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.